In the name of our Lord, welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. We are so glad that you are all here with us as we gather today, this day, and all days in worship of our Lord. Please do take time to sign the welcome pads that you will find at the inside aisle and pass them down the pew so that you may greet one another by name. Following the worship service, we invite you to share your email information if you would like to be included on our weekly publicist emailing list or any other information that you would like your pastors to know. You will have an opportunity to, a second opportunity today to check your church directory listing in our pictorial directory, which we are close to finalizing with Beatrice, Deacon Beatrice over there, and look for her over by the big bulletin board in the Hope Room following worship so that you can check the information that you would like to include and whether or not you would like a printed copy or a PDF copy or both. There are many announcements as we move fully into our fall season this year, so I invite you and encourage you to take a look at your calendar and announcements page in your bulletin for the most up-to-date information today. Everyone is invited for a time of fellowship in the Hope Room following worship in behind the sanctuary, where you may greet one another. We do have a few welcome loaves to welcome our new visitors, but we are looking for more welcome loaves. Downstairs, there's a collection, a fairly random collection of plates and dishes that are on the countertop. We've been cleaning up the kitchen, and if you would like to go down and take a look and see if any of those are yours, or if you would like any of those to be yours, please take them. Next Saturday, you are heartily invited to join in Kitchen Cleanup Fellowship from 10 to 12, and you can talk to Cheryl about that this morning if you're able, or just show up for any amount of time in that 10 to 12. Today, our outreach committee will be hosting the Safer Roads March that is coming by Providence Presbyterian Church. We think that they're coming by between 2 and 3:30. If you'd like to be part in welcoming them with the outreach committee and the Kenyon Christian Fellowship folks, please talk to me after worship or Bob Perchinevich, or just come. We would love to have you be part of that welcoming. Next Sunday, our college fellowship welcome barbecue will happen on the lawn. If you would like to be part of hosting that, please talk to either Cheryl again or me, and we would love to have your participation as we reconfigure our college fellowship plans for the year and welcome the college students that are in our midst, because we are always glad that we have college students around us here. Coming up on October 9th, it will be the fall series for inquirers and new members. The details of that are in the bulletin as well. And I know that we have a couple of other announcements as well from the Blackadars.
I'm Judy Blackadar, and I'm representing the worship committee today. I would like to invite people to think about giving some time in a Sunday morning worship service where you would read the scripture, you would offer prayers, you would help take up the offering. At the end of the service, you would stand with the pastor and help you welcome.
Would you get it?
All
okay, thanks.
You have a nice little instruction or cheat sheet so that you're not up there. But when we look at the calendar, next Sunday is Worldwide Communion. So I would seriously want you to think about being the person that will take part in the service with our two pastors as we celebrate communion with people around the world. I will be around at coffee hour with the list. So if you feel so inclined, please talk with me, or I might even come up and ask.
A lot of our life is less planned than this, that we don't end up doing things, similar things at the same time, but we both discovered we were doing this morning. Mine is an announcement about the Refugee Welcome Project. As many of you know, we have been involved for its 8 years now with the welcome of a refugee family, the one we have been working with from Burundi. And I was thinking that the first time a group of us went to their home, the first night, we asked them what they would like us to do with them. And I remember that the man, Ernest, said to us through an interpreter in those days that he hoped we would work with their children. They had two sons at that point. Work with their children and help them with their schoolwork. That we were concerned that they wouldn't be able to do that very well. And a large part of what we've done over the last 8 years is work with now four sons, helping with schoolwork. And Milton Liu and I, Milton is there, violinist, deacon, tech guy, but also works with the Refugee Welcome Project. He and I did some assessment with the family last week and realized that there is still support to be given, particularly to the two youngest sons, now a boy in kindergarten and a second grader, helping them mostly with reading and language skills at this point we see. So we're looking for some people to work with us to help develop some teams that we could do this in ways that work for us in terms of being able to pull it off, but also the family and being able to have come into their homes. If you talk with Milton or with me after the service during coffee hour, we'll fill you in on this and you can take a try at it. But it's in our own experience, we're the ones that have been welcomed in this project. And we can promise that that would happen to you, too.
Other announcement this morning.
A beautiful family.
One of them. One
the other beautiful pastor.
Yeah.
And our family. We're having a beautiful baby. Very soon, and we're very excited and think it's worth celebrating, and we could all use a little bit of celebration these days. So all invited, October, not September. And the beer degree could offset my craziness. If you can, bring a savory dish and look up their registries at Target, Walmart, and just come help us welcome this baby and spoil him and bring him into our village.
Just a quick heads up. So our middle school and high school are starting their Sunday school class today. I'm wanting to invite the middle school down. Early, we'll mention it again when it's time to go down. And then the high schoolers are actually invited after the prayers of the people to go upstairs to the teen room where Dan Vaca is going to be leading. And the middle school, we're blessed to have Andrew leading for today as well. So thank you.
Please join with me in the responsive call to worship. You who are poor, why have you broken hearted? Why have you come
to heal our hearts?
You why have come
to hear words of freedom?
You are prisoners, why have you come to be released from what binds us? You who mourn, why have you come
to receive comfort?
Then you are welcome here in this place, at this table where Jesus offers blessing for all. Blessed if you are able to sing "To God Be the Glory." Again and again, God invites us to come near to experience the grace of forgiving love, to confess our sin and brokenness, the places where we are far from God and one another. With trust in this forgiving God, let us come in prayer, first in silence, then confessing together. We pray together. Almighty God, who created us in your own image, we confess that we are too quick to ignore the injustices of this world. Grant us grace to fearlessly contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression. Help us reverently use our freedom and help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice in your communities and among the nations, to the glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Friends, this is the good news we have received and in which we stand, that Christ came into the world to save from sin, that the world might be saved through him. This is good news. Let us respond and sing, "Just As I Am Without One Plea," verse 2.
We are blessed to be able to gather in this place, amen? It is a blessing to be able to gather safely in a place and house of worship. We know that is not true for everyone around the world. And so we take that time, that sacredness, and we live into it, and we trust it, and we hold each other. And one of the ways we do that at this congregation is that we lift up together our joys and our concerns, the places in which we celebrate God's blessings, and the places in which we need God's help and God's presence, and we call our brothers and sisters and friends to pray with us. Are there any prayer concerns this morning? And is there someone who would be willing to run the microphone? All right, Eliza, you're up.
I would offer prayers for my sister Linda, who lives in California, and as a grandmother, she has taken in her 18-year-old grandson who is struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. So please pray for Thomas and my sister Linda, who is trying to care for him.
I'd like to ask prayers for those names this week that became hashtags and for the thousands of those names that we don't know that should become hashtags.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my friend Vicky, whose husband was diagnosed not long ago with Alzheimer's. And so they're just going through a lot of very stressful times right now, trying to figure out what the best way to manage, you know, his behaviors and symptoms. And it's just very stressful for both of them right now. So prayers for my friend Vicky and her husband Dave.
I'd like to ask for prayers for the whole Aronson family. Michael's grandfather passed away this past week. It was some relief because he had been in a great deal of pain. And we're grateful that Michael's able to go down to New York this last month to see him.
Prayers for refugee children, particularly for Lucas, the children who have come here to Thailand without parents and are trying to settle down.
I'd like to ask prayers for my cousin Kiki, who is, y'all know what it is to have cousins who aren't your cousins, but they're your cousins, amen? People who have like been there and their family has been a part of your family. Kiki, she lost her older sister in a tragic car accident when she was only 15, her older sister was 15. And she lost her mother my first year in seminary, and that was an auntie to me. You couldn't tell me anything different. And right now, her father, Uncle John, is on his deathbed with terminal cancer. And that's a lot, and Kiki's only 29, and I just want us to hold her in prayer. So if we can ask for prayers for Kiki.
Chris O'Fay had hoped to be here this last Sunday before he heads to Ghana, but he will be leaving for Ghana to move back to Ghana on Tuesday, and wanted us to remember him in prayer and with the apologies that he was not able, with the way the travel worked out, to be back here before he flew out. As we pray together this day, I invite you to respond to my prompt in the prayer, in your mercy, O God, to respond with, hear our prayers. Let us pray. Living God, you are creator of all things good. There is no place your love and justice cannot reach. We pray, O Lord, for your healing and empowering presence in these days, for individuals, families, communities, nations, and world. We thank you for those who work for justice, for leaders and people together as they witness in today's March for Safer Roads. We pray for their safe travel along our roads and our welcome this afternoon. We pray for all those who struggle with the pain of addictions, particularly this day for Thomas and Linda as she cares for him. We pray for those who are refugees in our midst, those who are orphaned far too soon. We pray for Lucas and his brothers and all those who are in help surrounding them in this time. In your mercy, O God, hear our prayers. We pray for so many places of loss in this week, for our connections to Everett Theater in the loss of Zion's friend Aramis's mother as he mourns, for Ada Smith in our midst who lost her brother suddenly to a stroke in Nigeria, and for her mother as she deals with the news there with Ada so far away. We pray, O Lord, for our country in these days, for those who have been named and unnamed, but particularly in this week for Tulsa and Charlotte and the families of Terrence Crutcher and Keith Lamont Scott. May your violence in all forms, O God, cease now. We pray for the Aronson family and the loss of the grandfather. We pray, O Lord, for your strength for Kiki, facing loss once again as her father is on his deathbed. May wisdom, compassion, and justice, O God, pour forth through each moment of our lives and through your power. In your mercy, O God, hear our prayers. Heal us, O God, and your people who are in need of specific healing, your power and strength for those named and unnamed. We pray for Vicky and Dave in this new diagnosis. We pray for those who continue to wrestle with illness and recoveries. In your mercy, O God, hear our prayers. We give thanks for the joys and blessings of life, for building Mount Hope community in the Gathering Friday, for even wrestling with issues of racism in the church as we learn and grow together deeper in study and reflection and action. For all who are stepping forward in these days to care for one another and this building in mission and to offer gifts of leadership and music and teaching. For all those who are pregnant and newly delivered, forming new families together. In your mercy, O God, hear our prayers. Guide us, O God, truly as your disciples, that we may ever live in your ways through the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who teaches us to pray daily. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Can our young worshipers come forward, and we invite our high schoolers to head upstairs for your lesson. Hi, everybody. How's it going? How's school going so far? Good. Awesome. All right, I want you guys to stand up. We're going to move today. Let's get moving. Stand up. We're going to go for a walk. And I'm going to tell you a story. Come. So want to tell you a story about Jesus. One day, after having visited his hometown and it not quite working out how he thought it would, he came to what was his church, his place of worship, called a synagogue. Can you say synagogue?
Synagogue.
Yes, so he came to the synagogue, and they were having worship. Now imagine, we're in the middle of maybe praying, and all of a sudden this guy walks in that they hadn't seen or maybe didn't even recognize. He walks, come walk with me, march, up front. And he goes straight to the front. Everybody come over here, right here, make a line. And he rolls up, he picks up the scroll. Anybody know what a scroll is?
A curled up paper with writing on it?
Yeah, a curled up paper with writing on it. He picks up this scroll. And all the people are probably like, what would you be like? What would your face look like if like somebody just randomly walked in the middle of worship and just started talking? You'd be like, what? What would your face look like? Let me see your faces. Like, what's going on here?
And I would start saying, who are you?
Yeah, you might ask, who in the world is that? What is going on there? And so he takes the scroll, and I need someone to help me unroll the scroll. Can you help me unroll the scroll? Pull it, all the way, let's see where it goes. Go. Awesome, and I need a couple readers. Can I have a couple readers? Okay, can you read one page? We can make a line, you can read each page. And he read these words from the book of Isaiah, from the scroll of Isaiah, and he said, read this page.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God. Has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. To let the oppressed go free. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Amen. Beautiful. Hold on 1 second before I land up, before you roll it up. He took out this scroll, he read it, and you know what? He didn't just read these words like, hey, those are cool words, great, I'm gonna read that now. He thought, these are actually words, not about anyone, but about me. And so I'll read it again. Jesus thought of this as his identity. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That means that God sent me to be a part of this. And guess what? God sends all of us to be a part of this work of helping to release those who are captive and to help the poor. Amen? Let us pray. God of grace, we thank you that you sent Jesus and you gave him the words to know who he was and what he was called to do. And you do the same for us. Thank you, God. Amen. Great job. Have fun downstairs.
Yesterday, our book club met, and we read the book Trouble I've Seen by the author Drew Hart. So I would like to open scripture today with something that he said. In his words, never has it been more important to drench ourselves in the story of Scripture, which will renew our minds. Lord, give me the inspiration to lift up God's word today. Amen.
Amen.
We start with Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. I will sing praise to God all my long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish.